T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So let me introduce Ashley Rivera from a Shared Work Program, which we will talk about.
Yes.
And then, don't be nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
You're not nervous? You're okay? All right. It's just us. You know, we're just here. And Mohamedou Giwa? Giwa.
Yeah, you got it.
Is it hard G or soft G?
Soft G.
Giwa.
Well, oh. Giwa.
Giwa. Well, all right.
And, that works, though.
But you're into the Department of Labor's Manufacturing Training Program, and these kind of tie into each other, but I do want to go with you first, Ashley.
Yes.
And we've talked about this now. I think we had you guys in about, what, maybe 3-4 months ago, I do believe. And it's called the Shared Work Program. And this actually is a pretty cool idea, and I'm not necessarily surprised. A lot of people are taking advantage of this.
Oh, definitely. It's a great program.
If you are an employer, and let's say you hit a rocky patch, or let's say business is off a bit, you got a couple of choices. Number one, you can lose money. Number two, you can lay a bunch of people off. But there is a third option, and that's this, right?
Yes.
The Shared Work Program.
Yes, the Shared Work. It's a voluntary program. So we see it as an alternative to layoffs. It helps save jobs. It helps keep those retain your skilled workers, so that when you are hitting that little rough patch in business, you can keep those employees there, and we supplement those wages for the loss of hours. That way, when business picks back up, they're ready and available to get right back to it, and you can go right back like it was nothing. You don't miss a beat.
Which kind of goes into what GWA is going to be talking about in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're training, I mean, you do invest a lot, no matter what the business is. Even if you're doing fast food, you still invest a lot in getting your workforce trained.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? If you lay the person off and they're on to other things, well, then you've got to bring somebody else in and eventually train them. All right, so this way you've got a skilled workforce that's kind of on reserve, so to speak.
Yes.
But when things get better, you bring them right in.
Exactly.
Well, see, there you go. And in a way, working fast food is manufacturing too, which we're going to talk about here in just a way. Put together Big Macs. Sounds mighty good. So this program goes back. Actually, I was under the impression it was reasonably new. Is it a new program?
It is not.
That's
been
what
around
I thought.
Since about 1992. So we've been around for a while.
And you've got a number of employers who've said, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Currently, we have about 146 employers that are actively using the Shared Work Program, and about a little over 3,000 employees that are enrolled as well.
Actually, I want to get into the details of this and how you might want to do it and get involved. And, you know, then we're going to talk about the manufacturing training. Once again, this drives me crazy. You know, I mean, Mohamedou, we've been here for 20 years talking about how you want a good job, guess where the good jobs are. You want to make some money getting out of school, even just high school, doesn't matter. You know, they're good jobs in manufacturing. And yet on the other side, we hear from manufacturers who say, I can't find anybody who wants to do this work. And folks, it pays well. It isn't like it used to be at New Britain Machine. I mean, it's a whole different thing. And so we will get into that, because actually it's a pretty darn good idea. And the Department of Labor is on top of the situation, as you always are. That's your responsibility. Hi, Ashley. How are
you? Hello. Good. How are you?
I guess we've met before. With us is Ashley Rivera from the Shared Work Program. And Mohamedou, well, I'm going to get you on. Don't worry about this.
I'm here.
You're okay? All right. Don't go anywhere. All right. So anyway, don't feel neglected. I'm not ignoring you, man. The Shared Work Program, now, as I understand, you said has been around for quite a while.
Yes, it has. Like I said, since 1992.
So basically, how does this work? I'm an employer. You've got a website, right, where I can do this? Yeah. Well, tell me what to do.
Yeah, the website is sharedworkct.com. You can go to the website. We have the applications right there that you can print off and fill out and send over to us. One of the great things about Shared Work is that you actually are dealing with a live person. You can pick up a phone. You have a question. You can call us. We'll answer. We can kind of guide you through the process. It's a quick process. So our application turnaround right now is about 1 to 2 days. So we really try to help
you
employers.
You could be into this in 2 days?
Exactly. We, like I said, we try to get these employers up and running and going. I mean, if you're if you're facing a decline in business, you don't want to have to sit there and go through this long process of having to apply for
you may not be able to.
Exactly. We want to get it up and running so you can get going. So that's our goal, is to try to get them in and on the program and get these it started for them. So it's quick. Again, the website's sharedworkct.com.
Yeah.
And with the – we actually got a federal grant not too long ago that actually helped us with a new website. So it's a lot more user-friendly.
Ashley, we've been hearing a lot about the tightness of the state budget. You are state-funded, correct?
Only partially. The majority of the money that we get is federal.
Oh.
So we depend more on that than we do the state. Any little bit helps, though. We'll take whatever they want to give us.
Because I was worried about that because, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, explain once again what exactly happens. I'm the employee. What will happen to me? What goes on?
Well, as an employee, so what happens is your employer will say, say we're going to be reducing the work by 10% in a week. So you'll have maybe 1 or 2 days off, depending. Okay. So you work those partial hours for the week. Your employer sends us kind of a certificate saying, hey, you know, these employees are working these hours. And what we do is we set up your unemployment and we give you a partial payment to make up for those reduced hours. So that 1 or 2 days that you're missing, you'll get a payment from unemployment for that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, it is. And you definitely, while you're on the program, you're making more than if you were to, say, be out fully from unemployment.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. While maintaining your benefits, which is another great part of the program.
Because that is important.
It is. I mean, you don't have to... When you're unemployed, there's a lot of stuff you have to worry about. But at least when you're on the shared work program, you don't have to worry about the medical, the dental, if your employer offers it, if it's, you know, your pension. You know that that's going to stay there, and you're just able to kind of work with us through that rough patch.
This is great. Now, okay, but you have to be an employer to get into this program.
Yes, the employer is the one that actually applies for it. So the employees, to be honest with you, you don't have to really do much. You kind of sit back, and we set it up all for you. So it's between us and the employer.
I think part of the thing is, too, and I've been looking at some of the numbers, but, and by the way, there are parameters. So it can be 10%, it can be 60%.
Oh, yes.
But at 60%, that's pretty darn good. I mean, you know, as far as getting your butt covered, so to speak.
Yes. And I think that's another great thing about shared work program is the employers like that, being able to have that flexibility. Just, you know, say in the beginning it's only a 10% decrease, and that's great. But say from 1 week to the next, say a work order drops out, you know, you can increase it for that 1 week just to 60 and then go back to the 10. So that's another highlight of the program that a lot of the employers like.
Right now you have 146 employers involved. Mm-hmm. 3,100 employees are taking part.
Yes.
During the first quarter, 9 new employers jumped in. If you haven't done it, think about it. Mm-hmm. By the way, are we talking about manufacturing? Or are we talking about any kind of business?
Any kind of business. I mean, we see an array from retail workers to manufacturers. We've had suppliers, if it be medical, office equipment, whatever it may be.
So whatever business you're in.
Yes.
But you are in business, so therefore you want to stay in business.
We don't discriminate. Yeah. If the program can help, we're here to help.
Okay, and then the other thing that you need to keep in mind is about 500 people hit the site, another 65. So you're getting some traffic. You just, you know.
Well, that's 500 was last year. This year, we've gotten over 1,700 views, which is a great increase from 1 year to the next.
We'll keep talking about it.
Yes.
And you know, 2-day turnaround, this is unheard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try our best, like I said.
We'll contact DRS, see what happens. Not that I'm picking on another agency, I'm just saying. All right, hey, well, you're going to stick around, right?
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay, and you get to be a star next, mister. Huh? You ready?
I believe so.
All right, we're going to take a break for a little news. We're going to do a little traffic. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about what you're doing here.
Okay.
They all kind of tie together, though, in a sense.
They do. We all help each other out.
It all has to do with labor, for God's sake. So we're here. We're talking with some of our friends from the Department of Labor. You already know Ashley Rivera. She's been an old friend of ours. And, you know, we've known each other all of 40 minutes, and I think it's love. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
And, well, I could. Hey, I could do worse, okay? Mohamedou Giwa is here. Giwa, actually. And by the way, where are you from? I mean, originally. Is that a bad question to ask?
No, I'm originally from Providence, Rhode Island. And I made my way to Connecticut.
But I've never met anybody named Mohamedou.
Well, you can't see that anymore. I'm right here.
I know. Okay. Well, that's true. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Good to see you. Okay. So now we're talking about the other phase of this whole thing. And you know, look, I've been talking about this for a long time. You know, I love the vocational schools we have, the Vo-Techs. I mean, these are really good. They're reasonably selective. What some of these kids are doing is just, it'll floor you. As Nuntuck, I believe you're fan of that one, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And but you know, there are all these, we keep talking about this, that, you know, there are all these jobs that are going crazy. Mamadou, I mean, you know, when it comes to manufacturing, I think a lot of people are under the impression, oh, we don't do much of that anymore. That's just nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Actually, our latest job report showed that manufacturing employment is on the rise. As of April 2018, it went up by 300 jobs.
And that's 300 jobs.
Yes. And, you know, this is a trend. From April 2017 to April 2018, manufacturing jobs have increased by 4,500. Now, to give that perspective, that's about 40% of private sector jobs.
God. And you know, I can't say this enough, but it's true. Well, you know this. Give the numbers. You can make some darn good money doing this kind of thing.
That is true. In Connecticut, we've created more manufacturing jobs than any other sector. The challenging part in Connecticut is that the older workforce of manufacturing workers are 45 and older, 7% are 65 and older. So there's growth in the sector, but we're seeing more retirements. So employers are starting to lose some of the skilled workers on hand.
All right. I need to take a break. I'm going to follow up with this because, I mean, to me, you know, everybody says, you know, like where my kids went to school is, well, you're going to go to college, you know. But you want to be a mechanic? Yeah, you'd probably make more than you would with, you know, your history degree. But not that, you know, it should be that, but nevertheless. But, you know, a lot of schools just kind of go over it. I'll go take a break here in a minute. But we had this one woman who was an intern here, and she had gone to Michigan State, and she got her degree in journalism, broadcasting, whatever. But her father had made her go to Prince Tech, where she learned to be a stonemason.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you tell me, having been in the circus here, have you tried to find a stonemason? Pretty tough to do. Mm-hmm. It's 8:40. There is lifting involved. So anyway, joining us here for a few minutes, Ashley Rivera. You know her. She's with the Shared Work Program. Hey, Ashley, before I go back to Mohamedou, what's the address again? What do you do?
It's the website. It's sharedworkct.com. You could even give us a call if you wanted. 860-263-6660.
So old school.
But at least someone picks up the phone when
you call.
Yeah,
well, that's a nice thing, too. Did I mention the state agency? And they do, actually. I'm not making fun of the state. I'm not. I'm just saying. This is the Department of Labor, obviously. Mohamedou Giwa is with us. He's from communications. But we're talking about the manufacturing training program. And we were talking off the air during the break there. But we were paying rapt attention to the commercials. Don't feel bad. But anyway, the whole thing is that, you know, a lot of people are having trouble. And part of it is, and Ashley, you jumped in. Mohamedou, let's talk about, you know, your aspect of this whole thing. Are there kids who just don't want to get into it? What, you don't know what it's like anymore? Or what you think, oh, that's how it was 50 years ago.
Well, I think that's part of it, is changing some of the preconceptions about what manufacturing is. You know, I think a lot of the younger kids think of the more traditional factories where, you know, you get grinding.
Well, my uncle Rudy worked and put windshield wipers on Buicks. Yeah,
you walk around with a big smock, but it's not like that. It's more high tech. It's clean, and you actually have to know a bit of math. There's a lot of things that come into play with manufacturing. A lot of things have changed.
Well, did I mention you can also play with computers in a sense?
Yeah, you can do that as well.
Well, I mean, no, to a cause. I mean,
yes.
I've seen you use, you know, some of the machines, and essentially you pre-program. And then you bring in your program, you plug it into the machine, and it does what you want it to do.
That is correct.
Hands are not involved, except maybe you've taken the stuff out or putting it back in. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. What are some other things people need to know? And what exactly do you guys do? Do you have a training program? What exactly goes on at the Department of Labor?
Yeah, so actually we partnered with DECD for a couple of training job strategy programs. Our first one is the incumbent training program. And the way that works is that we offer matching funds to up to $50,000 with an employer. And basically, this is available for employers who employ 2,000 or fewer workers, and it's more focused towards fields in advanced manufacturing, aerospace, composite materials, and digital manufacturing.
See, this is weird because we used to have a show on Saturday mornings, I think, 8 to 9 or something like that, and it was called Manufacturing Matters.
Okay.
And these were guys who ran manufacturing plants down in the Naugatuck Valley. And one of the things they complained about was finding workers, and they didn't feel as if they had the money to train them or the time. But it sounds to me as if this would help.
Yeah, this program, and along with our apprenticeship program that we have, we recently got $10 million in state funds to help with the educational costs, because, you know, education is a big part of the whole process. And we also, so what this program does, it provides wage subsidies and tuition reimbursements to employers to increase their workers' skill sets.
And that's just good for you.
It's good for everyone.
And the other thing is, and you have to realize this, is that, you know, what you're starting out doing today may be completely different. Don't think about getting in a rut, because you very well will not be in a rut. Because, you know, a year from now, you may be doing something completely different, or, you know, certainly a different task of some sort.
Yeah, there's many different paths to your main career.
In fact, I think part of it is that you really have to keep learning.
That is true.
And you have to keep training. You can't just get into the rut, put in your 30 years, you know, punch the clock and get a pension. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen. Well, the pension part especially. Well, there is that. But, you know, anything else you wanted to add here? I mean, who else? Where do you get the training? I mean, you're in with DECD. Do you send them? How does this work? Where's the training centers and such?
So basically, we work in collaboration with a lot of employers throughout the state.
Okay.
And basically, the employers have to apply to participate in our apprenticeship program. And from there, we'll match them up with job seekers who are looking to receive training.
God. See, it's a shame. You know, we do need to get you guys on more.
Yeah.
No, because these guys didn't know. I mean, they just had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have so many resources that people don't know about. Even our job centers.
Right.
The American job centers, there's training programs there that you can apply for. And there's services for free resume writing, mm-hmm. Workshops for interviewing. You can use the computers there. You can print off resumes. And all these services are free. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of trying to get people in the doors to actually see that, you know, you can sit down with somebody. We'll help you if you mm-hmm. have a job or not. If you're looking to find a job or if you're looking to find a better job, we're there for you to help you out.
See, this is weird because I think you touched on it a bit, Ashley, mm-hmm. is some people, you know, you're reluctant, you know, to yes. go, oh, God, right. I don't want to go as a government, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And not necessarily because you're, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist or something like that. Yeah. But there is, you know, oh, well, you know, I can stand on my own. Yeah,
there's a stigma of trying to get for that reach out to get help. So
don't be a moon calf. Come on, get into this. These guys can help. These people, do you get the idea these guys want to help you? Are you figuring this out now? Okay, then. All right. How do we get a hold of you, Mamadou? What happens here? How do we get involved?
So for our apprenticeship program, they can visit ctapprenticeship.com.
Okay.
And that's for employers and job seekers. And for information about our incumbent work and training program, you can simply go to ct.gov/DOL. And you can search incumbent worker training program, and all that information
that
will pop up. And also,
there's more.
There's more. Yeah. You can also go to our website and put in our business service reps in our search bar, and you'll get direct contact with our business service representatives who will give you information not only about these programs, but all the programs that DOL
Where
have.
Where have you guys been all my life?
We're right here.
Ashley, it's been a pleasure once again. If somebody wants to get into the job sharing program.
SharedWorkCT.com.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Restores my faith in mankind. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's 8:57.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.